The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, presenting America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. And now let's see what's going on in the Nelson family.
Telephone!
I'll get it.
No. Stay where you are, dear. After all, there are three able-bodied men around the house. David, will you answer the phone, please?
Okay, I'll get it.
Well, hurry up, dear.
Let me answer the phone, David. You answered it last time.
I did not. It's my turn.
It isn't either.
Well, I wish somebody would answer it.
Come on, boys. If one of you doesn't answer pretty quick, I will. See what I mean? Now you've both lost out.
Hello?
Let that be a lesson to you, boys.
That's very flattering, Louise.
Why don't you guys go outside now? It's a beautiful day.
Okay, Pop. Come on, Reggie.
Hey, David, wait for me.
All right, Louise. I'll see you later. Bye.
Who was it, dear?
Louise Hopkins, the president of the PTA. She asked me to head the Ways and Means Committee to raise money for the association. You don't mind, do you, dear?
Oh, no, of course not.
It's for a good cause. They're starting a fund for hot lunches for the children at school.
Oh, that's a good idea. What are the plans?
We're having a meeting this afternoon to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I told Louise I'd be there. I remembered that this is the day you go bowling with Mr. Thornberry.
Well, I have a date
with
Thornberry.
Some of the girls on the committee think a bowling tournament would be a good way to raise the money.
A bowling tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's merely my personal opinion, but I don't think much of that idea.
Well, don't tell me you've gone sour on bowling. Your favorite sport?
Favorite sport? I don't recall having made that statement, dear. In fact, I think it's a pretty silly game. Roll a ball down an alley and knock over some pieces of wood.
But you've always seemed so enthusiastic about it.
What do you mean always, dear? I just started 3 weeks ago.
What was your score when you bowled last night?
That has nothing to do with it. I just happen to feel that bowling is a childish pastime. I've lost interest in it.
What was your score last night?
There's no connection, Harry. I'd feel this way about bowling even if I'd bowled 300 last night.
What did you bowl?
86. I tell you, that has nothing to do with it. I'm just tired of bowling. It's as simple as that. Show you how silly the game is. The better you bowl, the less exercise you get. If you knock all the pins down and make a strike, you don't get to bowl the second ball.
Well, we don't have to make it a bowling tournament. I can hold out for a bazaar.
Sure, a bazaar or a dance or anything. So much of bowling is pure luck. Either the pins fall down or they don't.
I see.
In fact, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if a lot of the big bowling matches were fixed. Pin boy pushes a button and the pins fall down. Want a good score, you have to bribe the pin boy.
Okay, dear, I'll try and talk him into a bazaar.
Anything as long as it isn't bowling.
Will you pick me up at the school after you and Mr. Thornberry finish your game this afternoon?
There isn't going to be any game. If Thorny wants to bowl, he can bowl. I'll go down to the post office and feed the pigeons or something. What time's the movie start, Thorny?
Oh, not for a half hour yet. We got plenty of time. You want to stroll up past the bowling alley just to see what's going on?
Well, I'll walk past the place. But if you're figuring on coaxing me in, you're wasting your time.
Oh, I know how you feel, Art.
What do you mean?
I saw your bowl last night. It was pretty horrible.
I was a little off my usual form. That has nothing to do with my opinion of bowling. I just come to the conclusion it's a silly game and I have more important things to do. Well, I'm not going to let a stupid game make my whole life miserable for
me. I don't blame you, Art. Don't think I've ever seen a full-grown man bowl as cheesy a game as you did last night. You rolled a 52, wasn't it?
Don't make it worse than it was. It was 86, and I had every break against me, and you know it.
Yeah. Frankly, as your friend and neighbor, I'm glad you're giving up the game. With an approach like yours, you never could become a good bowler.
I don't think that's very fair, Thorny. You know very well I had a hole in my shoe last night, for one thing.
Yeah, personally, I don't think the game is worth the aggravation, especially with that approach of yours.
Speaking of approaches, you remember the hop, skip, and jump event that we used to do at Boy Scout camp?
Yeah.
You know, that might be a wonderful approach for bowling. Think of the speed you could get up.
Hop, skip, and jump?
Well, not exactly. What I had in mind was more of a run, you see. That's to get up the speed, then a little skip to get you in balance, and then the ball swings back like a pendulum and whoosh, to follow through.
Think it's legal?
I don't see why not.
Well, if you ever decide to take up the game again, it might be a good thing to try.
That's our signal.
Quite a few bowlers here this afternoon.
Yeah.
I see two alleys vacant down the end, numbers 11 and 12.
Well, let's take 12 to get a longer run.
We have with us this afternoon the new chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, I
believe Mrs. Nelson has something to say for her committee.
Madam President, I rise to point of order. We haven't read the minutes of the last meeting.
Well, where are the minutes of the last meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't bring the minutes with me.
Oh, you know what happened, girl. She made out a grocery list on the back and gave it to her husband.
Ladies, Mrs. Nelson has the floor.
Thank you, Mrs. Stone. I have a suggestion to make in behalf of the committee to raise money for the lunch fund. Several of our members are in favor of giving a bazaar such as we gave last year.
Well, I'm not baking any cakes for a bazaar.
Then I vote for the bazaar.
Oh. Well, it's okay if all the members can bake cakes that are fit to eat. You know, we had quite a few complaints after our last cake sale.
Mary Jane, if you're referring to my upside-down pineapple cake, why don't you say so?
I'm not mentioning any names. It's the cake fits where.
Well, I'm
look a lot better than some of the hats I see around here.
Girl, please.
Ann Stone had an interesting suggestion. A bowling tournament.
Oh, how could we raise money with a bowling tournament?
Oh, we charge an entry fee. Most of our husbands would be crazy about the idea. What do you think, Mary Jane?
Well, first, I'd like to hear what Kathy says.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea.
I don't think it'd work at all.
Well, some people are afraid to try something new.
And some people jump at the first harebrained scheme that comes along.
Oh, well, I heard my company.
Does anybody have a husband who runs a bowling alley? Just a minute, ladies. What do you think, Verna?
Oh, let's have a bazaar. I look dreadful in slack.
Order, please.
Look, let's take a vote. All those in favor of a bazaar signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of a bowling tournament signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Some of you ladies voted twice.
I have an idea, girls. All those in favor of letting me decide the question, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
On what grounds do you object, Janice?
I don't know. What were we voting on?
A 168, Thorny. The hop, skip, and jump did it.
Some game, huh?
Best game I ever rolled. You see, Thorny, it was my approach. I knew it. You know, that's the great thing about bowling. It's all technique. How about the first time anybody ever saw a hop, skip, and jump on a bowling alley was just now?
Yeah, the first time you tried it, you about scared the pin boy to death.
Well, it is a little spectacular, but what results, Thorny?
I must admit you bowled better today.
Made all the difference in the world. Just the hop and the skip.
Watch it, I'm skip.
Oh! Oh, I beg your pardon, madam. From now on, Thorny, I'll improve steadily. You just watch. Give me such a drive and a follow through. Just a hop, a skip, and a...
Sorry, beg your pardon. Better take it easy, Oz, before you knock somebody down.
You know, you ought to try it next time you bowl, Thorny.
I'll wait till I get my pilot's license.
168. Boy, I'd sure like to get into a tournament right now.
Well, according to my wife, the girls at the PTA are going to hold a bowling tournament this year instead of the annual bazaar.
Oh, you mean they were going to? Harriet's chairman of the committee, and I, like a big dope, talked her into running another bazaar.
Oh, Oz, you did?
Yeah.
Don't you remember last year, running all over town for lumber, for boots, going from house to house begging for old clothes? Why, on a rainy day, I can still feel where some woman slammed the door on my foot.
Maybe Harriet can switch it back in some way.
Well, it's certainly worth a try.
Well, it certainly would be swell to get into a bowling tournament now. Yes, sir. Just a hop, a skip, and a... Oh, I beg your pardon, madam.
Ah! Shut up!
Harriet! Oh, thank goodness you're home.
Hi, is anything wrong?
Harriet, is there any way of getting your committee to change its decision?
Well, why, dear? It came out just the way you wanted.
Well, you see, that's just it. When I spoke to
you... Don't you want a bowling tournament?
No, dear, I want a bowling tournament. A bowling tournament? You're having a bowling tournament? When did you decide?
Well, the girls left it up to me, so I decided right now. I took a look at your face and decided you and bowling had just been made up.
Oh.
What was your score today?
You won't believe this, Harriet.
I'll try not to show it. Go ahead.
168.
Is that with or without bribing the tin boy?
No, that's on the level. 168. And you know the secret? I have a new approach. The hop, skip, and jump. You see me in the tournament. Look, I'll show you the technique. I have to start down the hall here.
Hi, Mom.
Hello,
Mom.
Boys. Yeah, you better stand back. Your father's about to demonstrate a new bowling maneuver.
All right, now watch, everybody. There goes the ball, down the alley. Strike!
You sure did that fast, Pop.
I'll say, I didn't even see the ball.
Ozzy's discovered a new flying approach called the hop, skip, and jump. It's pretty dangerous, but Ozzy has so much faith in it, he's just about sure he's going to win the bowling tournament being held by the Rogers Road PTA. He's out in the backyard right now practicing his newfound technique, rolling an imaginary ball down an imaginary alley and making imaginary strikes.
With a hop and a skip. And a strike.
You, help.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Emmy Lou.
Guess what you're doing?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mother was the only one who had the slightest idea.
Oh, your mother?
Mr. Nelson, what does demented mean?
Well, that's just a word, Emmy Lou, and I might add, I don't think your mother's a very good guesser. I'm sure she is.
Well, what were you doing, Mr. Nelson?
I was practicing, Emmy Lou. What you saw was my new approach.
Approach?
Mm-hmm. I'm practicing bowling for the PTA tournament. It's a new technique I invented myself.
Daddy loves to bowl, but he isn't as clever at it as you are, Mr. Nelson. He never gets off the ground.
Well, of course, there are the conservatives who cling to the old-fashioned methods.
Well, what kind of a bowling ball do you use?
Any kind they happen to have.
You don't have your own bowling ball?
No, I just pick out a ball at the alley.
You take any old ball, Mr. Nelson?
Unsanitary, huh?
No, it's not that. Every good bowler has his own bowling ball. Would Byron Nelson play in a tournament without his golf club? Would Hank Greenberg go up to the plate without his baseball bat? Would Esther Williams...
Yes, I see what you mean.
Well, just think of a hockey player.
Just a second. I'm still thinking of Esther Williams.
Mr. Nelson, you've got to get equipment. You can't bowl your best without the proper equipment.
Well, thanks for the advice, Emmy Lou. But I think the only equipment I need is maybe a new pair of bowling shoes and the old hop, skip, and jump.
Well, good luck in the tournament, Mr. Nelson, and happy landing.
Thanks, Emmy Lou.
Be careful now, dear. You know what happens when you get in a place like this.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, all you need is a pair of bowling shoes. Don't buy out the whole sporting goods store.
Harriet, please.
Okay, dear.
Hey, I got some nice stuff here. Look at all these bowling balls.
Oh, Ozzy, you don't need a bowling ball.
I know. I'm just looking at them. Gosh, they've got them in all different sizes and colors. Hey, this one looks pretty good. Feels good, too. Wonder how this would work with the old hop, skip, and jump. Hop, skip.
Oh,
not at all.
Looking for something?
Yes, I wanted some sporting equipment.
A jumping rope or a pogo stick, perhaps?
No, I bowl. I was looking at some of this bowling equipment.
Say, those bowling shoes in the window, for instance. They're pretty good shoes, are they?
Yes, that's a pretty good shoe.
Quality rubber in the soles, I suppose. The kind that cling to the floor and keep you from slipping.
Yes, I imagine.
I wear a size 9.5.
We have them in 9.5. Shall I wrap them up?
Yes, I'll be. Say, these are pretty good looking shirts over here. I see they have the swing back.
Yes, they're for golf.
Uh-huh. They should be good for bowling.
I guess you could use them for bowling.
The right kind of a shirt means a lot in bowling, wouldn't you say?
Well, you'd probably play better when you're comfortable.
Might as well be safe. I'll take one of these. Say, how about these socks here?
Which ones?
Oh, those?
Yeah. Those are tennis socks.
Look like bowling socks to me. You're sure these aren't bowling socks?
Well, I guess you could use them for bowling if you wanted to. Will that be all?
I don't know. Just looking at these slacks over here. They look as if they'd give a person good free leg action.
Yes, they're quite roomy.
Save a person's good clothes and...
Oh, they do that, yeah.
You certainly do make these things sound attractive. I'll take a pair of these. Hey, here's a nice gadget right here.
That's a portable seat they use for the races.
Oh. Say, that'd be a good thing to have at a bowling alley when you're waiting your turn if all the seats are taken.
Well...
I'll take one. Yes. What's this over here?
That's a tennis visor.
Say, you know, if the lights were too bright at the bowling alley, this would really shade my eyes, wouldn't it?
I imagine it would.
I'll take one.
Good. Maybe you can use a pair of these.
Well, they look like snowshoes.
Yes, they do, don't they?
What are they?
Snowshoes.
What would I need these for?
Well, while you're bowling, if there's a hole in the roof and it's snowing outside... You won't get caught in a snowdrift on the way from your seat to the starting line.
Now, just a minute. There's a limit to the things I can use, you know.
I know. I just wanted to find out where it was.
That's pretty good. You know, I'm just thinking, every good bowler has his own individual bowl, doesn't he? That's a really good investment, isn't it?
Oh, here we go.
Well, frankly, sir, they're nice to have, but you can get along without one.
Oh, I don't know about that. If you're going to bowl at all, you ought to do it right.
Well, maybe so, but after
all... After all, it isn't very sanitary using a ball everybody else uses now, is it?
Well, that's true.
You don't play golf with another man's clubs, do you? A bowler ought to have his own bowling ball.
You're right. I'll take one.
I mean, yes, it's a good idea.
Hey, this is a mighty fine-looking ball here. It holds just at my grip, too. This is a new type of ball, isn't it?
Yes, we don't know much about it yet. Made of South American hardwood. They call it the atom ball.
I'll take one.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, here's something might interest you. This little booklet here, Standard Rules of Bowling. It's just 10 cents.
No, thanks. Definitely not.
Oh, but really,
the answer is no.
Okay. I'll get you your change.
How do you like that, Harriet? A book of bowling rules. You have to watch these clerks. They'll try to sell you everything in the store. You're a beautiful ball, isn't it, Harriet? I can just see it whirling down the alley, scattering those pins.
Dear, if you don't stop polishing it, you'll wear it down to a billiard ball.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this?
What's the matter?
Well, the wood in the finger holes. It's damp.
Green wood, maybe. Maybe it's full of water.
Harriet, do you think a ball like this ought to be damp?
You know, just offhand, dear, I'd hazard a guess and say no.
Do you suppose it was properly cured? Harriet, this could be serious. The tournament starts at 3:00, you know.
As a matter of fact, I should be over there right now.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. How do they dry wood? With heat. Harriet, turn the oven on low.
Oh, dear, are you...
It's the only way to dry it out. Slow, even heat.
It's your bowling ball. What are you doing, Pa?
Oh, hello, David. Oh, I'm glad you came. Listen to this carefully. It's very important. I have to go over and help your mother with the arrangements. So at 3:00, ask Emmy Lou to shut off the oven, and you bring my bowling ball over to the alleys, okay?
You mean you're going to put that bowling ball in the oven?
Yes, it needs to be baked out of it. Step aside. That's in. See, they evidently didn't season this ball properly, so I'm just warming it up just enough so it gets its shape perfectly.
Oh, gee, Pop, you sure know everything.
Well, not quite everything.
No, but you sure know stuff that nobody else knows.
Harriet, the old hop, skip, and jump sure is an improvement.
Yes, it is, dear, but don't tire yourself out before the tournament starts.
Just a moment, Mr. Nelson. My husband and I have been watching you hop, skip, and jump, and we don't think it's legal.
Why isn't it legal?
Well, if there's any
doubt about it, ask Mrs. Brooks. She's chairman of the rules committee.
Well, Mrs. Brooks.
Yes?
Is a hop, skip, and jump legal in bowling?
How should I know? I never bowled in my life.
Well, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be.
I voted for a bazaar.
I know, but...
Well, I don't think it should be allowed.
Oh, stop picking on me.
You're not picking on you.
I wanted a bazaar. I was going to bake a delicious cake, too. But no, you got to insist on a bowling tournament.
Okay. Okay, I'll bowl without my hop, skip, and jump.
Attention, everybody. We have so many entries, we've just decided to start the tournament right away.
Well, how do they expect me to bowl? My bowling ball won't be here till 3 o'clock, and I can't use my hop, skip, and jump.
Oh, Ozzie, dear, please don't make a scene about it.
But, Harry, that's not fair.
I know, dear, but please...
I refuse to bowl.
Oh, Ozzie, please, don't disrupt the tournament. Remember your college code, dear, sporting to the end.
Okay, I'll do it for you, Harry, but I won't consider this a regular tournament. I'll just bowl an exhibition.
That's right, dear. You go out there and make an exhibition of yourself.
Hey, Oz! Oz, what's this I hear about you?
I got a chance to win, Thorny. Not in the individual play, but in the family match.
Oh, great work. What's the score?
Well, if Pedrick misses his last pin, he and his wife will only have a 9-point lead on us if she doesn't change the rules.
Well, let's hope he misses.
Gee, if I only had my Adam ball here, I'd have been way out in front in the husband's match. If I could have used my hop, skip, and jump.
Oh, look, there goes Pedrick's last ball.
Oh.
Give me, Oz! He missed!
Okay, dear, it's up to you. I know you can do it. Well, go ahead, dear. Everyone's watching.
All you need is a strike or a spare, Oz.
Okay. Here goes.
He's really got great form, Harriet. Look how he lifts that ball out of the rack. Very professional. Notice how he uses the rosin rag. Great form.
Now watch him bowl.
Oh, good heavens. He's back to that rumba again.
Here, Oz. Hey! Oh! Did I open my eyes now?
What a tough break, Oz. You only got 8 pins.
Well, then I still have a chance. I could get them on... Oh, no.
Yep. A 7-10 split.
What's that?
You see the end pins in the back row across the alley from each other.
The shot is practically impossible to make.
Hey, Papa!
Oh, David!
Grandpa! Here's your special ball.
Well, you're just in time, David. What took you so long?
Well, you see, when we took the ball out of the oven, it was too hot. So we had to put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hey, I've never put bowling balls in the refrigerator.
Well, give me the ball anyway. Oh, it's cold.
Mr. Nelson, will you please stop breathing on the ball and bowl? We're waiting for you.
Okay, Harriet, I still have a chance. If I can hit that left pin on the right side and knock it all the way over to the right pin.
Good luck, old man.
Well, here goes. Hey, it's splitting. My Adam ball is split. It's both pins. We win. Both pins.
Oh, one table beats half of the ball. Send the wire to Ruthven.
And there's no mention of a ball splitting.
Well, naturally not. It's never happened before.
Okay, I tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you. I'll roll the whole frame over again, but you've got to let me use my hop, skip, and jump approach.
Well, very well, Mr. Nelson. Under the circumstances, I'll agree to that.
It's a deal. Where's that ball I've been using all evening, Harriet?
Is this the one?
No.
This one?
I don't think so.
Well, what's the difference? They're all practically alike.
Okay. As long as I can use my approach. Let me have it.
Hey, wait. Isn't that thumb hole a little tight?
No, this will be all right.
Quiet, everybody. Mr. Nelson is being given another chance.
All right, folks, stand back. Give him room.
Good luck, dear.
Here goes.
Oh, he'll recover in a day or two. Just keep him quiet.
Oh. What happened? Where am I?
Now, lie still. You're home.
Don't try to move, dear.
Well, Harriet, the tournament.
We won, dear. Oh. There was some argument at first, but the rules committee decided you should get the loving cup.
Oh, it's pretty, isn't it?
They thought at first you made the strike with your head, but there was no bump on it, so the ball must have hit first.
Oh, that's good.
And in view of everything else, they decided you ought to have some sort of victory.
Harriet... Something's wrong with my arm. I can't lift it.
Oh, don't worry about that, dear. As soon as the swelling goes down, they'll take the bowling ball off of it.
You've been listening to the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.